How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. I know some of you are having a great day kind of day upon hearing the news that Nipsey Hussle, the famous rapper, was shot and killed outside of his Los Angeles store, but you should not take glee in the tragedy and misfortune of others. It's not nice, and it's not right, so don't do it. Nonetheless, there is a disturbing conspiracy theory being disseminated on the internet that Nipsey Hussle was assassinated outside his KFC franchise store because he was working on a documentary. And this documentary was about a doctor who in the 1980s had the cure for the AIDS virus, but that cure was suppressed and all evidence of it was, you know, destroyed and wiped away by the United States government, and the United States government was behind this doctor's death. So the belief was that Nipsey Hussle walking outside with 12 boxes of KFC's new chicken and waffles meal was gunned down, not able to defend himself, couldn't see what was happening. 12 boxes of chicken and waffles was blinding his sight because he was working on this documentary. Now, this is an incredibly absurd premise because what evidence is there that the United States government would have a hit out on Nipsey Hussle? It's very far-fetched, and it seems like people are just willing to believe the most far-fetched of theories because they don't want to accept the most plausible theory. Okay, isn't it likely that a rapper is going to make a lot of enemies along the way as he goes up the ladder of fame? And that there is potential clout in being the person that murders him? Doesn't that sound more plausible than the U.S. government being behind his murder? These are the same people, to a large extent, that spread the lie that a United States real estate developer running for president would actively engage with a foreign country to rig an election, would essentially engage in treason to become American president. That was more plausible than the reality that the alternative candidate was abysmal. People are at a state where they're just open to believing the most insane nonsense because they can't come to terms with reality. Reality is too scary to them. But you have to accept reality for what it is, warts and all. Now, I know others are having a great day kind of day because it sounds like the U.S. government is going to be maintaining funding for the Special Olympics, and that's why my brother Tim is not with us today for this recording because he is training for the Special Olympics. A lot of people were worried that the Special Olympics was gonna go bye-bye if there was no federal funding. Now the thing is that if you are a supporter of the Special Olympics like we are, you would hope that private entities would be willing to pay up, because as a society in the United States, we have to accept that we cannot fund everything. And if we are over $20 trillion in debt, there are going to be tough cuts that need to be made. And yes, the Special Olympics does boost the confidence of the participants. I see it in my own brother, Tim. But do we really, in the grand scheme of things, need the federal government to subsidize the Special Olympics? Can't this be something where private entities foot the bill? I think it is, because there are so many potential Special Olympics events that can be created that would instill confidence in the Special Olympians and give them important life skills that can help them succeed in the future. You know, if my brother Tim won a gold medal in an event called Wiping Your Own Ass Properly, I would be the proudest brother in the planet. Or if I had a sister that was developmentally disabled and she won the bronze in the not eating your used tampon competition, I would be hooting and hollering. I would be the proudest brother on the face of the earth. I really would. I think we have to tailor some of these events to some of the aspects that some of the Special Olympians struggle with on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, not eating glue and instead eating mayonnaise, that should be an event. You know, what confusing glue for mayonnaise is something that has been a huge epidemic in the special needs community and needs to be addressed, and perhaps a Special Olympics event can remedy it. It's just a suggestion, and I hope people are open to a conversation about this. And I also hope that people are open to a conversation about going off the deep end about conspiracies. We really have to keep in check these far-fetched notions. And also, we have to think about the ideological aspects regarding conspiracy theories. Because, you know, the crazy liberals are totally okay with saying Nipsey Hussle was shot outside his KFC because he was working on a documentary about people that were working on a cure for AIDS, but are not comfortable with the conspiracy theory that a pizza place in D.C. was being used for sex trafficking. Or they're not comfortable with the conspiracy theory regarding the parents and children of the Sandy Hook tragedy. Now, why is it that some conspiracy theories are considered okay and some are not? If they have absolutely no basis in fact or logic, you should cast them aside no matter what your ideology is, what your value system is. Just because you're a certain partisan ideology doesn't mean you should just be more open or receptive to certain conspiracy theories. So, that's pretty much all we had for the week. We will check in with you as soon as possible.
Hello everyone, this is Billy Briggs. You can also call me by my nickname, Billy Boar. It's been a childhood nickname, but you can rest assured if you were ever to see me naked, there's nothing boar-like about any part of my physique or anatomy. Definitely not. I've been given the opportunity again by Mr. Thomas to give you an update on my employment situation. I've experienced another miscarriage of justice at the hands of Lubby's Cafeteria. I was working the cashier when some fat slob was just really desperate to get a jumbo pork chop with a side of zucchini, a wheat roll, and some pecan pie. So his tray was pretty much loaded. And I was distracted because on the TV nearby, there was a commercial for the imitation Pizza Hut calzone. And I said, what the heck is that thing called? And on the screen, it said P-apostrophe-Z-O-N-E. And I said, why would they call it a P-zone? And this slob of a customer said, P-zone, are you listening to yourself? Are you really listening to yourself? P-zone, I'm pretty sure they don't call it that. Now can you just ring me up so I can have this pork chop? And I said, well, what's it called then, genius? What's it called, Einstein? And he said, P-zone. It's not P, P, P-zone. And I said, well, if it's the letter P, apostrophe, Z-O-N-E, it's P-zone. And he said, do you hear yourself when you pronounce that? What's it sound like? And I said, well, it sounds a lot like your mouth, a P-zone. And he threw down his tray in disgust and went to the manager and said that I implied that his mouth was a P-zone. And my supervisor waddled over to me and said, did you say that this man's mouth was a P-zone? And I said, well, I mean, I can't confirm or deny whether or not, people urinate in his mouth or not, but, I mean, it's a big and smelly and disgusting, so, I mean, it's certainly possible. So I was terminated right then and there, and that scumbag was able to get a free meal on my dime. They deducted from my pay a replacement jumbo pork chop. And if you've been to Lubby's, getting the jumbo pork chop with zucchini, wheat roll, and pecan pie, I mean, that's a pretty pricey meal. So you can pretty much shove it. Now, if you have any tips out there for employment opportunities, let me know. Preferably not Pizza Hut, because I don't want to get into a situation where I'm debating whether or not it's pronounced P-zone or sorry, sometimes I stutter with my P's, my P's, P-zone, P-zone, you know what, just screw it, forget it, forget bothered asking for help.